My dear Shantatmananda ji, Atmajnan ji, friends, it's very wonderful to be with you all. Let us try to reflect on the subject, Vedanta, way of life and courage to be. As Swami has already explained to you, what is Vedanta? Yes, Veda, knowledge, Anta, end of knowledge. That state of being is beyond relative knowledge. Can we achieve that state of being? Yes. We are living that state, we are living our life in a such a way that we are not in that state of being. Why are we struggling in our lives to reach that state unknowingly? Unknowingly, we are struggling to reach that state, but then what happens is that our life force becomes dispersed by various material manifest world forces. So, if our real state is that beyond the relative knowledge, how are we to know? There are seven aspects of life. One aspect is harmony of pure energy. Second aspect is luminosity. Third is beauty. Fourth is pure love. Fifth is pure intelligence. Seventh is knowledge. Sixth is knowledge. Seventh aspect is the bliss.
Bliss.
Well then, how are we to know? These aspects in reality express themselves in us as our life force, but they become conditioned due to various factors. Now, these seven aspects are interconnected with infinity. All of us know Sapta Bhuvana. And those Sapta Bhuvanas are there in us also. And Sapta Dhatus, essences, they are there in the infinity and they are there in us also. So everything has seven aspects. Take for example the light. You see, sunlight has seven colors. Though, but it appears to be as what we see. Now, you can certainly know how we are interconnected with the infinity. Now, we are struggling in life to become that, to have that experience. Well, then why are we not able to attain that? Now we come to the way of life. First, let us take our origin, means where were we before our birth. Let us take for example, we started our life with one cell, what you call bioplasm or protoplasm, whatever it is. That bioplasm or protoplasm contains only potentialities for growth of our life. Now, in that bioplasm or protoplasm, there is a kind of spanda or vibration, or it expresses itself in a particular way. Now let us question why this spanda, from where it comes. You may say it is our mother's consciousness that expresses itself in that cell. Now let us question from where that consciousness comes to the mother. Is it not infinite consciousness itself expressing? So the original power and force comes from the infinite. If that is the source of our life force, it is the source of our life force that goes on expressing itself in the cell. The cell becomes multiplied, becomes the baby. Well, baby comes out. Certainly all of you know the cry of the baby, how, for example, ah. Well, you feed the baby. What is the expression? Ooh. Well, when the baby is totally satisfied, what is the expression? Silence, total silence. And the baby goes deep into that conscious state. Let us say baby sleeps. It is a deep sleep. So, but then what is called the material aspects of the parents go on functioning, go on developing because of that consciousness or life force. Now, at home, we educate the baby. How do we educate the baby? According to our understanding, according to our way of being, according to the need of the society and the world. Now, let us question our way of being, our way of thinking, need of the society, need of the world, is all of life. Here comes the question. The society values go on changing constantly, which you may call evolution or call it by any name. Why this evolution takes place continually? Evolution takes place on the material plane. Spirit remains the spirit. Self remains the self. So if the evolution is at the material plane, then we are made to think deeply. We form the baby or we educate the baby according to our understanding, according to the need of the world and all that. Well, now the question comes here, the material potentialities. They try to get adapted to the formation that is given by the parents. Now, the material aspects go on developing that way. Has that material aspects has the capacity to adapt itself to the changing values of the society or the world? It depends. Now, why it depends on the individual? As all of you know, every individual is the combination of three qualities, which you know, sattva, rajas and tamas. There are different kind of characters, for example. One is totally, let us say, dominated by the tamas. He's not able to think. He's not able to function rightly. He's not able to accept anything that is in the form of education or whatever it is. Why is it? Because the material aspects of that particular individual is dominated by that quality called tamas. Then you have the experience. Your children are hyperactive. You do not know as how to control them. You threaten them, but threatening them is the solution. Have we known what the needs of the child? So the child goes on becoming agitated for everything, everywhere, even in the school. So even in the school also, the child does not get the needed feedback to correct itself, develop itself, and become a, let us say, right citizen, or to develop total personality. Then there are children, quite intelligent, very sharp, calm, quiet, is able to captivate everything, everywhere, and express it in their everyday activities. It is the sign of sattva. So how much importance are we giving to these qualities that dominate the individual? So should we, educators, think about these three forces functioning in the children? Well, then we say our children should become this and that. Say, for example, my child should become a doctor. Oh, well, you go on inspiring to become your child a doctor, and after some time the individual starts feeling, after all, for what purpose have I accepted this? Recently, a medical doctor expressed himself saying that, I have no time for myself. I am totally stressed and tired. At midnight, calls come. I have to attend the patients. Where is time for myself? Where is time for my family? Where is time for my children? So you can imagine, because the structural functioning is not able to adapt itself to the needs of the society. So that is why we said society needs. Then you may say, engineer, we need engineers. Perfectly right. We give education to every individual to become an engineer or software engineer or whatever it is. Now, the problem is this: what for have we chosen our functioning capacities? We may get a certificate as a functioner, but are we really able to function ourselves rightly in the society? How much we are able to give up ourselves to the functioning and to the benefit of the society? If it does not happen, then there is always conscious pricking every individual or the individuals who have not been able to function rightly. Well, when that conscious pricks the individual, it affects the work area and the society. Now, if this is the problem, where have we gone wrong? Why have we gone wrong? Have we given a vow for what we have given importance in life? So these are the several aspects, negative aspects of life. Are there then positive aspects of life? Yes. Every heart wants to love, wants to be loved. Now, let's try to analyze. We want to love, but then love breaks. Why love breaks? If you have analyzed, the love breaks on the material plane, on the egoic level, or egocentric attitudes. Take, for example, the person whom you love today. Tomorrow, the egoic level changes due to functions, due to other various emotional let us say, affecting the individual. Suppose if you say, I love you, the other person may say, no, I have no time. Where the love is expressed, how the love is connected, why that love is broken. So that shows the individual functioning goes on changing according to the situation, according to material aspects changing and all that. So should we give importance to these aspects of life? You may say, yes, we need to give importance to the material aspects of life, otherwise how can we live on? Yes, it is possible, but then we need to know how the material aspects are to be made, let us say, or bring us joy of life. We say prosperity. What is prosperity? We give importance to material prosperity without giving importance to inner prosperity. What is inner prosperity? Calmness. Right capacity to function, right thinking, right use of words, right love, right action. Are we able to do it? If we are not able to do it, why are we not able to do it? What has gone wrong with us? Is it due to the tendencies? Is it due to the emotional imbalances or health factors? Even the health factors, you say, an important factor. When there is inner calmness, inner tranquility, the health factors do not affect you at all. Because inner tranquility, inner calmness, that brings down the agitative level of the mind. It calms the mind. And the mind is calmed, every cell and molecule of your body remains at the sattvic level. So, when these cells and molecules are able to function harmoniously, so you feel energetic in spite of, let us say, the bodily illness or whatever it is. First of all, the illness is in the mind, then it affects the body. As all of us know, there is interconnection between the thought and the matter. The right thought can change the matter. Now, take for example, what is love? It's a kind of vibration or waves. You receive waves on your iPhone or whatever it is. In the same way, the waves that you emanate goes and affects the other. So when those two waves get connected, that is the union. That is how the love is expressed. You must be knowing the example of Holy Mother herself. When she was on her way to come up, Dakshineshwar, he met the dacoit. How did he change the dacoit? Through the heart. How did she do it? First she addressed the dacoit, Father. When you address someone as father, automatically you generate in the other the fatherly affection. Then the wife of the dacoit comes, addresses the wife, mother. So here you generate the love of parental love. So automatically the, what is called, that aggressive nature becomes diminished. And that is how dacoit parents became her, let us say, security parents, who gave her security, all comforts and all that. So that shows that we have the capacity, we can do it, we do it. Certainly, you know, when your children get agitated, does the mother punish the children? Just lovingly advises the child, cares for the child, pats the child, automatically that agitative nature comes down. So this is how the waves of love affect every individual, every matter, everywhere, in the whole cosmos. Now, see, what is the force behind all this? It is that force, life force. Now, in the beginning itself, I said, the child expresses itself as a. Then, when the child's needs are met, then O. The total satisfaction comes, total silence. A, O, Ma, O. That is the life force. It continuously goes on vibrating in our psychophysique. You may feel it, you may not feel it. But that is the life force. That is why the ancient rishis, I call them spiritual scientists. How could they discover this? How could they say that in the bioplasm, it is the same vibration that expresses itself? You can imagine how much deep they must have gone into the research areas. So, we have to reflect on our way of life. Now, as we grow up, are we not dominated by different kinds of forces? How an individual becomes connected to, let us say, material forces? Who has taught us? In childhood we have been taught the toys are real, it is yours. So egoic sense starts growing up. That egoic sense becomes stronger and stronger. To everything that is manifest, it is for me. The inner spirit, inner being is converted as that. See, total identification with the matter. So this is how everywhere, all the time, continually goes on. Now we have to reflect. If this goes on continually expressing that way, is it real? As we said earlier, the material, in the material plane, everything goes on changing. According to these changes, knowingly or unknowingly, society forces go on changing. Are we conscious of it? So we are made to think deeply on these matters. Well then, if we are made to think deeply on these matters, how can we think deeply? That is why, there, let us say, the religion is there to help us. Unfortunately, religion has taken different shape altogether. Religion has become a kind of education to condition us. So, can we have a type of religion? Let us not call it religion. Let us call it spirituality. What is called spirit is one and the same in everyone. Can we intensify the spirit to function in our everyday life? We are able to function ourselves, we are able to think ourselves, we are able to love, we are able to know, because that spirit is there in us. If that spirit goes on diminishing, where is the power to think? Where is intelligence? Where is the help of the matter in those diminishing values of life or diminishing forces of life? So, if that is the reality, then how can we give importance to that spirit, that self? Now you may question, where is the self? You may say, generally we say it is in the heart. We know what is said in the Katha Upanishads, for example. Angushta matra purushaha madhya atmani tishtati. Well then, if the life force or our real source of life is only angushta matra, and how it gets, let us say, manifest or expressive in every cell and molecule of our bodies. It's a very, you can experiment it yourself. Take for example, you are affected by emotion. Take for example, that particular emotion is anger. What is anger? It is love. How can you say it is love? You want to possess something, but you are not able to possess it. You want to possess it because you love it. So that love has turned out as anger. Then let us take for example, anxiety. You want to achieve something, you want to get something, you doubt yourself whether I can get it or not. You try, you are not able, because you have not tried yourself rightly. Why you have not tried rightly? Because some unknown forces have dominated you. What may be the unknown forces? Continually we are being affected by the waves, different kinds of waves. Take for example, in your family, you don't like someone. If your waves go on affecting the other person whom you don't like, what is the return? Dislike waves. Are you conscious of it? So this dislike waves goes on affecting you, diminishing your life, let us say, life force. So if it goes on continually like that, then you start feeling, I am not capable of doing it. But then the thought, heart is there on that which you want to achieve. So that thought goes on pressurizing you. So what happens when we pressurize, the life force also gets pressurized. Well, it means contraction. Well, because of the contraction, the thinking capacity diminishes. So when that capacity of thinking goes off, you feel depressed. Then anxiety. What is anxiety? You want to get something, that is, the desire to get it is so very strong, but there is fear whether you will be able to achieve it or not. So fear, when these two forces starting, let us say, struggling themselves, if the structural structure is weak, then anxiety dominates. So that is why the Upanishads say one cannot achieve anything in life if one is weak. Balahinena labhya. No? I think it's not functioning. Should I go there? The structural functioning has become weaker because the source of life, the force of life, is drawn by these emotional factors. And fear dominates. Fear is death. Means the force of life is not able to express itself spontaneously, rightly in your structure. Let us say psychophysical structure. So, anxiety, fear. Another question comes, can we overcome these problems? Yes. The personal problems can become the problems of others as well. Wherever we go, we carry on our problems. We project our problems on others, knowingly or unknowingly. So what happens is that those waves of problems encircle you and people start disliking you. People are not able to accept you. People are not able to love you. People start criticizing, oh, this person is non-intelligent, non-capacitated, and all that, and all types of criticisms come up. Now, this criticism, does it belong to your real source of life, your self? So, this is an indication when you depend on material factors, all types of problems come up. Even material, what is called matter, it is the expression of that infinite reality. So if the matter is the expression of infinite reality, why should we give importance to the matter? So that is why in the Sankhya philosophy, you must be knowing, they have distinguished Purusha and Prakriti. Prakriti is nature, which belongs to the matter. It goes on changing. It goes on creating. So, instead of giving importance to the Prakriti, why not take the help of the Prakriti, the force that is drawn by Prakriti, to go back to the source? Here comes what is called spiritual practices. Now the question comes, how can we practice our spiritual practices? When we are told spiritual practices, oh, it's all religion. Where comes the religion? What is the meaning of religion? In French, there's a beautiful expression. Religion means relier à, like yoga, uniting ourselves with the Purusha or infinity or reality. That is religion. If the what is called religion, organized religion, is only to educate according to their need, functioning, egoic satisfaction and all that, it cannot be a true religion. So we may belong to any tradition, perfectly right, there is nothing wrong in it. But then we need to accept only the values, those values which help us to progress, to go forward, to be united with the infinite reality. Infinite reality you may call by any name. Call it Allah, call it Jesus or Jehovah or Mahomet, whatever it is. So why worry about the names? Names are all man-created. Religion is created by man because of fear. Fear of problems, difficulties, destruction and all that and all that. If religions cannot help destruction, then why accept such a religion? So that is why Swami Vivekananda says, each individual has his or her religion. One has to accept oneself. One need to love oneself. Loving oneself is not paranoid attitude. Loving oneself means one self that is expressive in every aspects of one's life. Are we able to love it? Instead of this, let us say, wasting that power of love on changing values of the material world. Now the question comes, how can we do it? All of us know the prayers. Praying to whom? Is God a person existing somewhere? God is there. Now what happens is that when we pray, we forget the problems. Whatever may be the emotion or situation that contacts us. So here the whole being starts opening up. So when the whole being starts opening up, a kind of freshness starts expressing itself in us. A kind of power and force starts expressing itself in us. We call it God's grace. Grace descending on us. Grace is always there. That is why Ramakrishna says, the wind is blowing, that is grace. Only we need to know as how to unfurl ourselves. Perfectly right. So, now, that is the prayer aspect as how it can free us from the conditions, contraction, limitations and all that. Then second aspect is mantra. What is mantra? We may give definition, mananat trayate iti mantra. Perfectly right. Now, mantras are power potentials. Potentialities are there. How? Take for example, I tell you one bija mantra. What is that bija mantra? The potency is there in that mantra. How? Sorry. For example, I'm. What is I'm? I-E-M. I'm. You may say it is Saraswati mantra. What is that Saraswati? Flowing, spontaneous, harmonious. Perfectly right. Now, all the seven aspects of infinity are expressing themselves as I am. As I said before itself, the expression expression is A. Then comes E. We want to possess everything. Ishvaratva. We want to become masters. Means, we want to dominate it. We think by dominating everything, it is the satisfaction. Am. Ma. I. Now, here in this mantra, the seven aspects of infinity. Harmony of pure energy. Harmony, that pure energy expresses itself as luminosity. Luminosity expresses itself as beauty. These three aspects combined together, it is love. Pure love. Then, where there is love, as we have known it, the intelligence is not conditioned, becomes spontaneous. When the intelligence is liberated from the conditions, you are able to think well, you are able to apply yourself well, and you show your efficacy in every areas of your life. Also, what is intelligence? The harmony of different aspects of infinity spread waves from every cell and molecule of your body. Those waves emanate. They don't affect the object or situation or a person. So those waves come back with the, let us say, those waves go and touch the other. The waves coming from the other, they get connected. Now, here these waves are pure waves. These waves may be, let us say, conditioned by something. But then, because of these pure waves affecting it, you are able to know, oh, this is this. This person is like that. And all that and all that. Brings us the knowledge. So that is the knowledge. So to the extent we are able to purify the waves, they bring us the right knowledge. All of us know, when we know what is right, we are happy. Joy comes. So, now the mantra, for example, I contains these seven aspects. You go on repeating. You see, you know it or not, you feel it or not, the subtle vibration or waves go on affecting every cell and molecule of your body. They go on eliminating all the negative waves or forces from every cell and molecules of your body. Automatically you start feeling that freshness, energy, that love, that intelligence. So calmness dawns on us. And when these waves go on affecting every cell and molecule of your body, as we said, the negative forces are eliminated. Now you may question, yes, can it cure our illness? Yes, in Vedic it cures. I give my own experience. I was hospitalized, let us say some bacteria were flowing in the blood. So doctor said you have to stay in the hospital for 21 days. I said, all right. You have to accept it. Where did the big bacteria come from? Perhaps dental treatment or whatever it is. Let us not go for the problems. So what I did was, mentally I went on repeating the mantra. Second day, the fever is gone. Third day, there is no appearance of fever. And fourth day, the doctor came and told me, do you feel well? Yes. Then we shall reduce the antibiotic. That's left to you. They went on reducing the antibiotics, and the doctor wanted to examine me through different, technological techniques or whatever it is. I said, all right, you can do it. And he's not able to find any problem anywhere. He said, all right, we shall relieve you from the hospital. On seventh day, they relieved me from the hospital. The 21 days is reduced to 7 days. So it shows that if you are positive in life, everything changes. So this is how, just imagine how strong should have been the thinking capacity of our rishis, spiritual scientists. How they must have discovered the secrets of these powers. Should we not love these rishis who have made available everything for us? So that is the great research done in India. That is the Indian spirit. How can we ignore all this? So I explained to my audience in France also this same thing. Many of them, they feel better. Say, for example, you have pain somewhere here. I give them formula. You try it. Yes, Swami, it works out. So why should we neglect our own science? Why should we not respect ourselves? Our science, that is one aspect. Well then, we have the power to transform ourselves. Now the question comes, how much time I have? 2 minutes. 2 minutes? 10 minutes? So we have the science of the mantra. Then, did our scientists stop there? No. They said, you have to practice upasana, meditation. What is upasana? Sitting near what? May say God. What is God reality? God reality expresses itself, those 7 aspects which we described earlier. Harmony of pure energy, luminosity, beauty, love, intelligence, and knowledge. So, now how are we to enter into this seven aspects. These seven aspects, as I said, express you in microcosm as well as in macrocosm. We are all interconnected. How can we do it? So this is done through meditation. How can we meditate? I give you one aspect of meditation only. It is universal. It is general. Now, instead of thinking this and that, just take your consciousness to infinity. Infinity as the blue sky or blue space. Blue space, it is not mere space. It is the expression of pure consciousness itself. How can we feel the pure consciousness? Pure consciousness expresses itself as the harmony of pure energy. The what is called psychophysical energy is nothing but that energy. You may argue with me saying that, no, Swami, the psychophysical energy is the conversion or transformation of food energy. Let us question, from where does the food energy come from? You may say, yes, Swami, food energy comes from the sun. It is sun energy that is converted as food energy. I'll question you, from where does the sun get that energy? After all, we know sun is a mass of gas burning continuously, perhaps eternally. Well then, why that gas is formed? Why that energy should be life energy? How it is converted as food energy? So all these questions come up. So that shows that infinity, infinite consciousness is expressing itself as the energy, harmony of pure energy. Well then, it is the life force. How can we know it is the life force? See, it expresses itself as light, luminosity. Don't we possess luminosity? What you call aura, what is it? It is the luminosity of the self that expresses itself. That shows self is luminosity itself. So it is that luminosity that reveals the beauty. Everyone is beautiful. But then the problem is, our problem depends upon the structure and function and the what is called samskaras or the impressions of the past or whatever it is. There are three types of impressions in us. One type of impressions come from our hereditary aspect. Then, second impression is formed through the formation, or let us say, education. Third type of impression come from the society or world forces. As all of you know, continuously we are being flooded with world forces. Take for example, you watch the TV. You are totally identified with the program. Are you yourself? Watch yourself, how long that force goes on affecting your personality, your whole being. Does it not express itself in every cell and molecule of your body? This is how the impressions are formed. They go on dominating, flooding this pure self all the time. So in the meditation, I think I need to close in 5 minutes. So in what we do in meditation is that take the consciousness to infinity. Your individual consciousness is connected to infinite pure consciousness. Say when you take your consciousness to the space, blue space, you can spread it, you can go deeper and deeper according to your capacity. Then start feeling this space, it's pure consciousness itself. Start saying to yourself, every cell and molecule of your body is the expression of this pure consciousness itself. Well, this pure consciousness, as I said earlier, harmony of pure energy. Try to feel that it is the infinite pure energy expressing itself in every cell and molecule of your body. Then start feeling this energy expresses itself as luminosity. Well, the mind doesn't obey so easily. The mind needs some support. To give the support to the mind, say to the mind, now visualize the rising sun. Say you are the rising sun, or be inside the globe of the rising sun, emanating those crimson red rays. Why crimson red rays? As all of us know, the sun, rising sun, contains a lot of vitamin D, which is essential for the psychophysical energy. So try to remain in that luminosity. Then automatically you feel a kind of relaxation, a kind of soothing effect in your whole body and mind. In reality, it is the expression of love. It is pure love. To intensify it, connect your consciousness, saying that every cell and molecule of my body is emanating the pure love only. So when these waves start emanating from your whole being, what happens is that these waves get connected with the infinite waves, infinite pure waves, or let us say it gets connected with the infinite pure consciousness. So this union, this yoga, let us call it, expresses itself as pure intelligence. Start feeling every cell and molecule of your body is expressing itself as pure intelligence, which has the capacity to discover what is real, what is reality. So here comes when you are able to practice in such a way, the capacity to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong, what is to be given up, what is to be accepted and applied. And then, when you are able to do that, in reality know it for certain. It is the pure knowledge. This pure knowledge is absolute knowledge, which cannot be changed. It becomes the truth. And it is this truth, as all of you know, Satyam, Shivam. What is Shiva? Which is auspicious. We become auspicious. Sundaram, our personality, becomes, let us say, total personality. And when this power starts expressing itself, it becomes the force, a kind of force. We do not know what, why. It is in reality the force of infinite. This is what is called Shakti. It is this Shakti that gives us the courage. Take for example, Ramakrishna, was he afraid of anything? Holy Mother, was she afraid of anything? Or Vivekananda, why did he say courage? Why did Upanishad say abhihi, be fearless? How can we practice fearlessness? So this is the power that removes all fear. So you see how the rishis have discovered the secrets of life. And we people, we ignore all those. Why we ignore? Because we have not known what is real. Why we have not known what is real? Because we have been dominated by the material forces, world forces, or whatever it is. It is these forces that create what is called ignorance. Ajnana means which is not relating to jnana, knowledge. So every individual has this capacity. Everyone can become that total personality, provided taking up certain methods of meditation or mantra repetition or whatever it is. Now you see, the rishis are so very humans. They knew very well as how to help every individual. Take for example Patanjali. Our samskaras may dominate us. But what is the way out? Repeat the mantra. What is the mantra? Om. To whom it is addressed? Ishvara. Who is the Ishvara? It is this infinite reality. It is not a person who is sitting above the cloud, controlling, sending graces, or whatever it is. What time you want me to stop? Okay. So, here comes, we have to apply the science. So, it is this revelation that has made Swami Vivekananda to tell us, be courageous, go forward, charaiveti, be progressive. Thank you all.